Let's never forget that the scriptures, the word of God, are inspired by the Spirit. And the same Spirit that St. Paul says scrutinizes the things, the depths of God, right, is able to understand the depths of who God is. It's the same Spirit that speaks to our hearts when we open our hearts to the word of God. And in fact, the word is like a sword that can penetrate to the depths. Because it's that very same Spirit that penetrates the depths of God that can penetrate, of course, our hearts. So we always want to have that sense of openness to what the Holy Spirit wants to do. When we approach the scriptures with this attitude, with the mind and heart that are searching for God, we'll notice that many questions pop up, right? You might hear, for example, what we heard from our first reading from Sirach, before you are life and death, good and evil, whatever you choose shall be given to you. We'll wonder, well, have I made this choice? Have I made this decisive and definitive choice for the good, for life? If I have, how would I know? What signs would there be? Right? Encountering the word opens up questions. Or when we hear Jesus say something challenging, which he often does, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. You might wonder, well, what exactly does he mean? What is he saying? Is he talking about me? Am I one of these who breaks the commandments and teaches others to do so? Or when we hear from St. Paul talking about his preaching, that he speaks a wisdom, not of this age, but God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which none of the rulers knew. Your heart might say, well, what is this wisdom? How do I obtain it? Where can I get it? Right? When our hearts and our minds are searching for God, we hear his word and it brings up questions. And those questions bring up other questions and so on. And you know what? We might find ourselves at that moment feeling a little bit overwhelmed or confused or disoriented. Like, this is too difficult. This is too much. St. Paul says it's not a wisdom of the world. It's mysterious. It's hidden. And when we open ourselves up to that search for the truth, we might get to in that spot of feeling disoriented, overwhelmed, or even discouraged. Rather than just remaining on the surface level with a vague understanding of God and what he asked for us, we're trying to press in, and it's a challenge. Rather than just staying with, oh, God is good, he wants me to be a good person, and that's it, right? We come to understand who he is, what he's asking of us. And we might feel overwhelmed, okay? We might, in fact, feel like it's not worth it. Let's not go in. Let's not plumb the depths of who God is. So you feel alone. Feel like there's nothing that can orient you and no one that's helping you, right? Kind of like deciding one day that you want to get fit and you go to the gym for the first time in 30 years, okay? You kind of look around and you're like, okay, all the equipment here is totally different than what I remember. Okay, I don't know what that's for. I don't know how to use this. I don't know how to turn that on. Or do you have to turn it on, right? So you're a little bit disoriented. Mary's laughing. I can imagine it. Anyway, and you look around and everyone else seems to know what they're doing. They seem to have it together. They seem to be fit. And your immediate thought is, this is not the place for me. And you want to turn around and leave. How different would it be if someone saw you and said, hi, I'm so-and-so. I can show you around if you'd like. Okay? Your immediate reaction would be totally different. And my friends, this is why we have our ministry of small groups here at Sacred Heart. Because when we decide to search for God, it can be very disorienting. You can feel very alone. And the whole purpose of the small groups is that we search for God together in a community. We have others that can orient us and help us along the way. So I'm encouraging every single one of us to sign up for a small group this Lent. Small groups, new small groups will be launching that will meet every week during Lent. And this is for you, right? Who are small groups for? It's for believers and seekers. Anyone who has faith in God or those who are seeking God. Maybe not sure if God is real, not sure if the church is the true church, or if Jesus is really the Savior. Small groups are for you to go and to search for God in a beautiful, safe context, okay? So what is a small group? Well, it's a group of about 6 or 10 that meet together to have a scripture-centered conversation about what matters most in life, okay? Small group that meets to have a scripture-centered conversation about the things that matter most in life. When do they meet? Well, we have small groups that will be meeting every night of the week, and we have, in fact, a few that will be meeting during the day on the weekends. And they'll meet, like I said, during Lent throughout, which is starting a week from Wednesday, just so you know. Where do they meet? They meet at facilitators' homes. Your fellow parishioners open up their homes to make this a comfortable environment for you to come and get to know other parishioners and to pray together and to seek the Lord. Why would you join a small group? Well, if I were to just summarize it in one word, it would be growth. Okay? Because you want to grow in your spiritual life. We have a growth mentality about so many aspects of our life. We're taught it, right? We're encouraged in it, right? At work, we have a growth mentality. We want to be gaining new skills, proficiencies, efficiencies, right? We always want to be growing at work. In parenting, right? You always want to be growing, gaining new skills, new ways to help your children develop. In your hobbies, right? You always want to know more. In our physical fitness, we know that if we don't have goals and strive towards them, we're going to be going backwards, right? So we have this growth mentality in so many areas of our lives. Why would we not want that in our spiritual life? The one aspect of our life that we know for sure has eternal consequences and will carry on. Why would we not want to have a growth mentality in that aspect of our life? Okay, just give you an example. St. Paul was talking about wisdom, this wisdom of God, this hidden, mysterious wisdom, right? And you might say, well, I'm growing in wisdom, so I'm getting older, right? And we all gain wisdom as we get older. At the same time, you know, I wish I had listened to my mom when I was a kid. It would have saved me a lot of pain and heartache because she had wisdom to share with me. So when we come together in small groups, we have the opportunity to receive others' wisdom because of their experiences and to share our experiences with them as well. It's a beautiful opportunity for us to grow in our spiritual lives. Now, I know, too, that there are some that feel disconnected from God, or they feel disconnected from the church community. They feel like they come in those doors, and they're just an anonymous face in the crowd. Well, I want to say sincerely from my heart that this is a beautiful opportunity for you. You join a small group, you will feel more connected with God, and your experience of walking through those doors will be very different. You will feel that you are known, that you are loved, that there are members of this community that care for you. You will feel connected to a Sacred Heart Parish. So this is a beautiful opportunity for you to encounter God, to grow in an environment that's encouraging and non-threatening. Okay. Last week, Greg Wilcox shared a little testimony of his experience in small groups. He said when his wife signed him up for small group, he was very hesitant, didn't want to do it, right? He got all these reasons why. I'm too busy. I get tired at night. I don't want to feel dumb because I don't know anything about the Bible, or I don't know as much as I should. But he said he decided to do it, and that was one of the best decisions that he'd ever made. And he said very simply and clearly, if I can do it, you can do it. It's true, right? All of us are in the same boat, okay? All of us need to grow in our spiritual lives. And this is a beautiful, awesome opportunity to do that. So let's not let a false sense of self-reliance keep us away. So, well, I'm doing good enough. Let's not let our fears keep us from this opportunity. Let's not let our excuses prevent us from receiving the grace that God wants to give you this Lent. I want to have a very direct word with our parents that have children at home. I know that a lot of you hear this and say, oh, that's a really good idea. Later, right? We got all these activities and things going on, and you know, maybe when the kids are older, when they're out of the house, we'll be able to take advantage of those. That's kind of like saying, you know, in your job, well, I'm going to work on my efficiency, you know, my time management after I retire. Okay? That's when I'm going to learn those skills. Because the gifts that you're going to receive in small group are going to benefit your family. They're going to help you be better spouses and better parents. The gift that God wants to give is not just for you, but for your whole family. So don't wait until it's too late. Your opportunity is now. So I told you the who, what, when, where, and why. So how do you sign up for a small group? Well, there's little cards at the end of your pews. Simply put your name, your number on there, and if you would like the days of the week that you're available. One call, that's all. Okay? That's all you got to do to sign up for a small group, and someone will be in contact with you with more details. You can put that in the collection basket, or we'll have some of our small group facilitators available after Mass to receive those, or if you have other questions or concerns that you want to run by them. Let's not let this beautiful opportunity pass us by. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.